Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. And this radio show is talking about authenticity and the way being authentic can help every area of your life, especially the relationship that you have with you. One of the things that's been coming to me towards the end of last year and the beginning of this year is the divine that resides inside of us and how majestic that is. And I want to introduce you to a brand new program that I've created called The Majesty in You. This program will help you to tune in to the majestic that lives and is already inside of you. And it will also help you to live from that space and create the life that you dream of. If you want to hear more about that, just go to my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Click on the link that says Majesty in You, and you'll see all the information there. One of the things that I've learned as I coach my clients is that many of them are like I was. They're not even certain that there's anything special about them. I even remember the looks on so many of their faces when I shared with them, you know, something wonderful resides in you. You have gifts. You have gifts. You have giftings. You have things that you can share with the world that no one else has. No one else. And so if you don't share those gifts with the world, they won't be shared. Wow, that was such a revelation to each one that I shared that with. And I want to share that with you today. You have giftings deep down inside of you, deep down inside, that you are called, okay? Called, that's a really strong word. You are called to share with the world. I want you to think about that for a second. What gifting do you have that you're called to share with the world? You're not listening to this show by accident at all. You're listening to the show because there's a purpose. And that's what I want you to think about today. As we're sharing, I have a special guest coming up in just a moment. But I want you to look inside, and maybe you don't even know what those gifts are yet. Maybe they're still coming up. Maybe you're still trying to find them. But those gifts are there, and I hope that you'll begin to search for them even today. So now I'd like to introduce my very special guest for today. I'm really excited to have him with us because he's a very special person, extremely talented, and such a blessing to people all over the world. His name is Rocky Krogfoss. He's an energy healer, and he performs one-on-one personal healing sessions and distant healing via Skype all over the world. He helps people heal pain and stress-related challenges such as migraine headaches, depression, fibromyalgia, and all types of pain and injuries. He also loves working with couples to help them uncover limiting beliefs that create separation in their relationships. He's a good friend, and I'm just so happy to have him on the show. Welcome to the show, Rocky.
Hi there, Mari. Sorry about the technical difficulties getting in here, but I'm glad to be here.
You made it. That's what counts. You're right.
That's what counts.
Perfect timing. That was perfect timing. I'm so glad to have you here with me today and to introduce you to my audience. I think they'll be fascinated by what you have to bring to the table today. But before we start talking about that, let's tell them a little bit about how you came to be doing what you do today.
Yeah, to make a long story short, I experienced, like a lot of people my age did. I'm 59, and in the 50s and 60s, a lot of kids experienced, abusive childhoods, and I experienced quite a very abusive physical, mental childhood, and it led to all kinds of challenges in my youth, in my 20s and 30s. I had downloaded a lot of very extreme unworthiness beliefs about myself and attracted those kinds of life experiences. And when I was 38, I was the big, tough, egoic Rocky, the big, tough guy, the big athlete. And all of a sudden, one day, the switch was pulled, and I became this emotional basket case, and I had an emotional breakdown. It was then that I realized I needed to make some changes in my life, and I did go see traditional medicine for help, and over a course of a year, I realized that what they were doing had nothing to do with what I needed to heal, and then I just put out a call to the universe, something that I never thought I would ever do before, and I just sat on my bed one night, and I said, "Oh my God, I need help." And this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful woman came into my life who was a healer and channeler. And she changed my life. And she taught me the entire process. She took years. We worked together for 10 years and over 350 hours.
Wow.
To let go of massive layers of unworthiness beliefs. And slowly but surely, I started changing who I am to who I really am and letting go of my father's beliefs and my mother's beliefs about what I should be, what kind of a person I am. And that's when I really began to understand the nature of healing. And that drew me into energy healing and the science of energy healing, particularly quantum physics, epigenetics, and emotional energy science. So today, I definitely have a firm grip on the concepts of how emotional energy directly impacts the cellular body and why we need to look at ourselves and let go of what I call unworthiness belief systems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I know that you're so passionate about what you do, and I've experienced your healing sessions, and they have helped me so greatly. And I want you to tell the audience, what is the main message that you want to bring to them today? What's the main thing that really is strong in your heart?
Well, the main message is that whether we know it or not, through no fault of our own, I want to repeat that, through no fault of our own, we have downloaded a large amount of information into our body, much like a computer downloads information, that causes us to create different kinds of realities. And I'll use some examples. If you have anger issues, if you have guilt issues, if you have shame issues, if you have scarcity issues, abandonment issues, those are all attributed to downloads of information that you took on primarily in your childhood, but all throughout your life as well. And this information is directly proportional to the type of life that you're experiencing now. So you're playing out what you learned as a little boy or little girl over and over and over again. Unworthiness beliefs are playing out in your adult life, and these things are changeable. There's something that we can heal and shift and change so that you don't have to experience struggle, survival mode, physical pain, and emotional pain. It is easily healable. And, I've got a 10-year history now of showing that this is, in fact, the case, and that whatever seems to be impossible to heal is now very possible. We step outside the traditional Western medicine box, which in its nature tries to do the best that it can, but it has a limited tools because they do not recognize emotional energy as a cause of physical and mental challenges. Therefore, those of us that are aware of this know that this has an impact, a positive impact on your health and well-being. And that's what I want to say to people is you do have a choice now. And, I would love to hear from you.
That's fantastic. And, that's good news that these things that weren't thought as being healable, they were just thought to be treatable. That's what modern medicine does. They treat the symptoms of whatever you're suffering from. These can be healed. And what would you say is the first thing someone who may be listening, someone who may be thinking, I have pain or I have issues that I want healed, what's the first thing that they have to do to step into this healing? Other than
well,
what's the first thing they have to be willing to do?
they have to be willing to recognize that their current methodology of coping with pain is just not working for them. Do they want to live the rest of their life in pain, coping with pain, taking medications to hide the pain, or do they want to be free of the pain? And the people that do come to me, usually, unfortunately, are people that have been thrown on the big heap called, that I call, sorry, we can't do anything more for you syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
The people that come to me are really, really ready to take a look at the inner self and recognize that there are unworthiness beliefs in them through no fault of their own. They just downloaded them as a child. And once we let those go, the pain magically disappears. I mean, I'd like to explain that deeper. But whatever issues you're having, whatever wellness issues you're having, these things are definitely, you can change them, shift the energy, shift the information, and shift your reality to one of peace and harmony and being pain-free and struggle-free. We've proven that time and time again.
You know, as you were talking about the first thing they had to do, something was coming to me. You know, they have to be willing, of course, to let go of this old programming, but I also think they have to be willing to believe that there is healing for them. Because they're on that heap called, we can't do anything more for you. So the world has told them, this is it. This is how you're going to live out the rest of your life. You're hopeless, really. We're hopeless. We can't do anything more for you. We've done what we can. I think once they can latch on to the belief that freedom from this pain or from whatever they're dealing with, depression, oppression, is a possibility, I think that's a step as well.
Well, indeed, and that's my job to share with them. In I do a free consultation. I share with them not mm-hmm. only what I do and how I do it, but I also share the new science to back it up. There's a new science called epigenetics that proves beyond a shadow of a doubt on a scientific basis that emotional energy has a direct and immediate impact on the cellular body. They can prove now that the cells of the body, the atoms within the cells of the body, the DNA, all shift and change their structure when emotional energy is added to the equation. So the world is changing very, very quickly. Everybody out there listening right now has been form-fitted to a traditional medicine concept of healing, and we now know that that is not complete. It is incomplete. So this provides choice for people that they did not know they had before. And so this is something that everyone needs to explore at one level or another, because sooner or later, your emotional imbalances that you've taken on in your life are going to come back and bite you. So you may as well look at doing the healing work now and set yourself free from any more imbalances that are creating challenges in your life.
That's fantastic. That's great news. I know that you talked a little bit about quantum physics, and I know that it can be a little overwhelming. But tell us a little bit about that, because I find that part fascinating, about how the DNA can actually change.
Indeed. Well, quantum physics is more about conscious energy and how we're all connected and how energy works to create your reality. What we know now is that there is an energy field that connects each and everything together. We're all connected. That conscious energy is partly responsible for creating every physical reality that you see, including your home, your roads, your car, your physical body, and everything like that. And the one element that we recognize now is a factor in that is what kind of belief systems do you have? Because whatever information you have in your belief system merges with your conscious energy to create what you think is your linear physical reality. We know now that if you change the information to a higher frequency of loving yourself, that you can change the nature of your reality. You can change, you know, we'll call it good luck, but it's not really good luck. It's just changing the frequency of what you're dialing into to create your reality. You can change your physical body, you can change your mental body, you can change your environment, you can change the nature of where you're living. If you're living in a place that experiences challenges, you can change the nature of what you're experiencing in your environment as well. We have the evidence to show this now, that what you're thinking and feeling and experiencing in your body has a direct impact on your environment as well. So if you're having, for example, the one example I come across a lot is people having really horrible experiences at work, a lot of abuse and a lot of judgment, we can change that reality very quickly. So there's all kinds
without
of possibilities.
Without changing your job, right?
Without changing your job. Mm-hmm.
Pretty
exactly.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go for a quick message from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Attention book lovers. Story Girl, the latest release from Katherine Carlson, a comical tale of womanhood in the 21st century, is available now at Amazon.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out her acclaimed memoir, Arrows Across Eons, Becoming Tina Turner, a story about synchronicity, serendipity, and the magical musical rhythms of the universe.
Who are you?
I'm a wife, a mother.
Who are you?
I'm a sister, a daughter.
Yes, but who are you?
Well, I have a busy career.
Who else are you?
Well,
At midlife, we often find ourselves in the midst of changes, and roles that used to define us no longer seem enough. We need to get back to finding our authentic selves. Second Spring Adventures, helping you answer the question, who are you? SecondSpringAdventures.com.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm Maury Mitchell, and my special guest, Rocky Crockfoss, an energy healer, is talking about how it is possible to heal pretty much anything in your life, even physical ailments that you suffer from, and what you have to do to be willing to step into this healing. So Rocky, being on the show Dare to Be Authentic, I have to ask you, how does authenticity play in all of this? What role does it play?
Well, authenticity is actually the backbone of everything. In our society, in our normal way of thinking, even though we're subconsciously unaware of it, we've all been taught to hide and suppress our emotions, our feelings, and certainly that carries a lot of guilt and shame to it. When you talk about your feelings and your emotions, you feel like you're going to be judged because, in fact, that's what's happened in the past. So you tend to hide them. Being authentic in the healing process is an intuitive, gentle process that allows you to release all this information and all the feelings attached to it so that you're able to, what's the word I'm looking for? Well, release that that belief that you have about yourself that no longer serves you. So authenticity is a core element of it. There's such a feeling of relief and lightness to the body when you're able to recognize some of the subconscious beliefs that you have about yourself that you're not really aware of, but are playing out over and over and over again in your life and creating challenges, cyclical challenges over and over and over again. No matter what you do to try to quote-unquote motivate yourself, it doesn't seem to work. And that's simply because authenticity allows you access to the programming without judgment of self and without judgment of others, and it gives you the opportunity to release these programs and this information, this energy, with love and forgiveness. So authenticity is directly tied to love and forgiveness and is a critical element in the healing process.
Wow. So in other words, when you are truly honest with yourself and about how you're feeling, and you're able to express how you're feeling, that's the beginning of you being able to release this and be healed.
Indeed.
And you
have to be honest and authentic. The process is a process, and since we're so trained not to do that, there is some resistance that comes with it, and that's my job, is to gently allow that to come through in what I call a field of safety and vulnerability. But that's my job to provide that. So that's something that you feel in the process. You feel like you're safe to do that, and generally what happens, you know, is we need a box of Kleenexes, you know, because there's a lot of tears that come, but tears are healing, and so we want to have you be in a space where you feel safe. At the same time, you feel vulnerable, but not from a position of feeling horrible. You're just feeling the feelings. In fact, you become the observer of yourself. And from that position, you get clarity on where this information came from originally, and that everything that you learn from about who you believe you are is information that's downloaded to you from somebody or something else. And you have choices then. You know, this is not my information. For example, in my case, I learned a lot of things about myself that was my father's information. It wasn't my information. But, you know, I signed up for a tour of duty on this planet, and I signed up to take on this journey. And, you know, it served me well in the long run. It was not a very fun experience, but I've been able to heal it and let it go. And like I mentioned to you before, I've learned how to walk the walk. Now I'm talking the talk.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I call this show Dare to Be Authentic because being authentic takes courage. And I know that going through this healing process, being authentic, opening up to being vulnerable, that takes courage. That takes guts.
It does.
So I think
it takes a lot of courage.
The person has to be willing, to step into something they don't know what's going to happen. Something new is always scary. But with the payback of what will happen, being able to be free from pain, being able to be free from emotional issues, from emotional distress, I mean, wow, it's certainly worth the steps you have to take and the daring that you have to be. That's fantastic. Well, Rocky, I want to talk about something really exciting that I've been able to be a part of, and I've been so honored to be a part of, which is your brand new, spanking new book. And besides doing the healing, I know that you've worked with couples and you've had such tremendous revelation about communication between men and women, especially how men communicate with women. Tell us a little bit about your new book.
Well, the book called Men, Sex, and Food, Why Hearing a Woman Can Lead to a Deeper Love, came about as through a number of factors. One, my own process of learning how to hear my daughter and to hear women and to hear my clients. I came to realize that as I learned the art of healing, that, you know, I was very much still in what I call guy mode, and guy mode was fixing them. My clients would come and I would try to fix them, and I honestly believe that I was doing the best I could, but, you know, it didn't seem to be that effective in the beginning. So I was subject to my daughter's, she just sat me down one day and said, "You zip the lip and I'm going to talk and I'm going to tell you why." And then as I listened to, because I love my daughter dearly, she's very, very wise, and she's infinitely intelligent and intuitive. So as I did that process, I started to learn that I didn't need to say anything, that all I had to do was listen to her, and listen to her with my heart, not with my head, shut down the urge to talk, and something magical happened. Well, you know, she felt wonderful afterwards, and I didn't have to say a thing. All I had to do was really listen to her, and that's what began this whole process. And as I say in the book, you know, one night I woke up at 3 a.m. and I had this download of information. I wrote it all down quickly about a process to teach men how to hear a woman and why it's important. And the next morning I got up and wrote it all down in some kind of sense and in some kind of order. And then I went out and I asked as many women as I could talk to that day. You know, I took the piece of paper, I handed it to them. I said, "If you could find a man like this, what would you think?" And to a T, every one of them said, "I don't know any men like this. I don't think they exist." And then I asked them, "If you could find a man that could do this, what would you think?" And they all said, "Well, he'd be a keeper for sure." So there was this clear gap, that I call it, between understanding how to communicate with a woman and roles that we take on, belief systems that we take on as men and as women, that creates this gap. And the book goes into what I call the Chin and Hand Challenge, which is a process, a very simple process. It's lighthearted, it's fun, to teach a man how to hear a woman. And as you know, Mari, there is a process in the book too, a drawing that shows what happens to a woman when she's venting her energy, and men don't have to say a thing. They just have to pay attention and listen. The woman feels loved and supported, and in doing so, there's a an opening that creates what I call into me see, or intimacy. That into me see is magical energy that generates in the story that I shared with people, which is a true story. The young man who was constantly arguing with his wife followed through with this exercise, and that was the end result of it. That's the name of the book, Men, Sex, and Food. So we won't get into that, but it was something that he was quite surprised was the result of him listening to his partner. So the book is all about communication styles. It's such an easy thing to learn if you're willing to let go of your programming just long enough to see the benefits of connecting heart to heart with your beloved partner at that level.
Mm-hmm. I think the book is brilliant. I think it's very needed. It is a very simple concept, yet very deep, because it goes very deep, like you said, into the programming that both men and women have received just from living in the society. So I know the ebook is ready to go. And tell us how we get a hold of you if we want the ebook. And the paperback will be out very soon, and you'll be able to go to Amazon to buy it. But, Rocky, tell everybody where they can get a hold of you, how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, the easiest way is to email me direct at stressfreeme99@gmail.com. That's stressfreeme99@gmail.com. Or you can call me direct here in Vancouver, British Columbia at 604-510-0721. I do free consultations, and I do healing over Skype. It's just as effective as if you were sitting in my office, and I would love to hear from anyone who wants to make a major improvement, major measurable, real effective improvements in their lives from whatever challenges they face.
Yes, and call him and get a copy of that book. That book is absolutely fantastic. If you're a woman, get a copy and give it one to every man in your life. Believe me, you will be happy you did so. So we're winding down to the last few minutes of the show, Rocky. What's one last thing you'd like to say to a listener, maybe someone who's struggling with physical pain or mental or emotional pain? What would you say to encourage them?
I would say that there's hope now. That the system that you've been attached to for all your life, that you probably believe is the only hope you have, it's not true. You do have a plan B, and this plan B involves the latest science on the planet. It involves real, clinical, measurable results that I have, testimonials like yourself, Mari, from the work that we did together, of how you can effectively release emotional, physical pain. And it's really easy to do, and there's no difficulty in the process. There's just authenticity. So I want to say to people, there is hope. Please call me, and I will share with you how this works. We'll do a consultation. We're just going to share some information over the phone or over Skype, and this process will help you heal, and I give my guarantee on that. If you're ready to do some serious change, make some serious changes in your life, I guarantee you positive results.
And, you know, I often tell my clients and just people that I see that if you want your life to be different, you have to be willing to do something you've never done before. And maybe this type of healing or this type of process is something you've never thought of before or never been willing to do before. And I say, if you want to make changes in your life, do something you've never done before. Take that leap. Dare to do something new.
And I would say look up epigenetics, EIPI genetics. Look up epigenetics. If you think that what I'm talking about is nonsense, check it out. This is the latest DNA science that shows that emotions have a direct impact on your cellular body. So if emotions do have an impact on your cellular body, then why not deal with the emotions that are out of balance and heal yourself? It's so easy to do.
So true. Well, we're just about out of time. Thank you for being on the show with me today, Rocky. And thank you for listening in, all of you listeners. And I'll be back next Wednesday, 12:30 to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for Dare to Be Authentic.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author, Mari Mitchell Porter.